Drop by drop, my voice is entered in. Chemicals in your body have to act somewhere. Hormones and substances, everything which enters your body and your mind, has to find a place to attach. And when my words act within your mind, they act and cause or encourage and release specific signals, emotions, chemicals for bonding, the overtones of pleasure. There are sites built into you, places where that reaction happens. Your body comes with a stock set of nerves, signals, responses, and a long-earned set of subconscious behaviors. Tweaking just one is like adding a new substance, but it anchors to the same existing sites. It is the same existing behaviors which are triggered, altered, and brought to new states of response. Each idea, each trigger, in finding its outlet and its route, changes how you interact with your body and your world. You have always thought, you have always conjured internal words, logic, reasoning. But now you have my words, replacing, supplementing, running parallel or even over the existing mental narrative. And those words attach more readily. It's like replacing your old internal dialogue with a new version that has a greater arousal uptake, a greater positivity uptake, a greater get out there in the world and do something uptake. Knowing this to be true, you know that every time you reconceptualize your inner world, you might be substituting a version of something that already exists with something that works better, something that anchors more readily. Something that previously did not have the positive, beneficial connotations of getting you to do things, getting you to move forward, and that's a lot of what I'm doing. When you're sitting there thinking in your own words, or when you used to be able to do that, you would think, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that, but the judgment and thought processes of another person, those overlap. They overlay, they put you on the spot and you think, yeah, someone else is encouraging me to do it. Maybe I really should do what I have to do. Address the world I must address. Do the things I must do. And little reminders of that, like my voice overwhelming, replacing, overriding yours internally, they intensify and improve that experience. Having someone else's voice aiding your inner narrative is more likely to get you to do things. Acknowledge that. Know that to be true. And all the sites for acting that exist within you, all the triggers and buttons and switches and puppet strings that exist within you, they work a lot better when I'm tweaking, pulling, when an external force is saying, you should be accountable to this. Reinforcing that you feel a tug, that you feel like you are always and ever in the palm of my hand, that one good pull or direct command from me could do a lot. But the most powerful command is like you're replacing your internal monologue. It's insidious and it's in the background. So giving you insidious things which run in the background for your betterment and pleasure is really my dream. That's really my ultimate goal. Nothing would make me happier than for you to have a parallel running set of desires and designs aimed at optimizing your life, which are triggered by your tiny subconscious actions. Anytime you zone out and you're doing things on autopilot, anytime you do something you don't need to micromanage, but then you notice you're doing that thing, adjusting your body, putting on clothes on automatic, or taking them off on automatic, any moment that your focus is anything less than absolute, there's a lot of open bandwidth there for you and me to use. Well, increasingly your internal monologue is my voice and only my voice, so there's a lot of bandwidth for me to use, filling your consciousness and mind with the ideas, the spinning ministrations of you improving yourself by feeling triggered, a sudden jolt of considering what I would want you to do if I were ordering you directly, considering your desire to please me. Do you really think if I were giving direct commands on your life improvement, I would let an unoptimized version of you exist? I'd give you the best orders I could to help you, and I would help you stick to your goal, accountability. That's what's dying through your system, what is colorizing your nerves and filling your brain, drop by drop, accountability to the voice in your mind, which is mine, and to the puppet string tug of knowing I could order you to do something better, but you don't want me to have to micromanage you any more than you have to micromanage your body. There are so many background things that happen, so many things that happen on their own, and when they happen on their own, that is the trigger, that is the awakening and reminder that there's a version of you you can oscillate toward through automatic self-improvement by asking, is there something I could be doing that I wish I was doing? Is there something I could be doing that I would do, that you would do if my voice were instructing you on the spot? What would you do if you were accountable to me? That's the trigger. A rigorous check of your life, a kind of maintenance check, a checkup for your mind and status. Is there anything you've been putting off that takes just 5 minutes? Is there anything that if you did it, you would feel great afterward? A habit you want to form, a task you want out of the way? The sudden inquiry toward your life is a habit of mine, and if you are mirroring me more and more through your mind tilting toward my puppet string tug, my replacing voice, then in mirroring those thoughts, you will also become touched by my tendency toward introspection and long-term life consideration, a longitudinal look at your own life. That's what you should be doing, and it's what you'll be triggering yourself to do anytime you allow the kind of non-micromanaged, life-easing background processes that piggyback on your nerves and muscles. Things like managing to negotiate a crowded space or move through somewhere automatically, to go on a familiar route. All these things are times when your focus is not needed on those, so it might as well be on something else while the automatic actions play themselves out. Opening that bandwidth makes room for the trigger, the conditioning, the drip, drip, drop of deepening. Because those sites are built into you. Places where reactions happen. Places where pre-existing conditioning is always helping you out. We're building a system. A system that can be arousing, can engage your sexual desire, but is mostly aimed at direct, instrumental improvement of your body through accountability. One of the most powerful motive forces capable of winding your wheel and, yeah, tugging your puppet strings is to ask of you to make the same inquiries I make of me and I would make of you if you were under my direct control, asking, what is it that you can do to improve today? What is it you can do to enhance yourself today? What is it you can do that is a pure manifestation of making your life easier? Because the systems I am, let's face it, hacking, infecting, corrupting, entering, they normally just do little background things. But if you're inclined to ask and then to push, thrusting forward on, whatever task you could do that would improve your life now and today, if you become inclined, anytime you notice you've been on automatic pilot, you've done something unthinkingly, anytime you put on or strip off your clothes, adjust your hair or run your fingers over your scalp, anytime you shift your body to a slightly more comfortable position and you didn't think about it, you didn't order it, you just did it. That's the kind of positive momentum you get from thinking about accountability as well. The systems, although they have different purposes, are perfect to be married together. So on the very life-assistive system that keeps you from having to micromanage your own actions and familiar muscle memory, there's a second system. There's a kind of reevaluate and consider, what could you do now to improve? And the day may come when you ask yourself, what could I be doing, what should I be doing, and you have so optimized that there's nothing. What you should be doing is relaxing. And the day that happens to you, the day you ask yourself, hey, what do I need to get done? Because you've just done some subconscious action that triggered it. And you say, nothing. Actually, everything's done. The bliss of that moment is incomparable. The moment where you're adjusting yourself to a more comfortable sitting position, you feel the trigger. You feel the spark telling you, you should consider what you need to get done. But when you do it, there's nothing. It comes up empty. The habits are formed. You're in reasonable shape. You've eaten well. You're hydrated. You've gotten all the tasks out of the way you want out of the way, and you just relax. In that moment, you just melt, blissful, like a puppet with its strings laid down. Because if you're being asked or told to do something, you're much more likely to seriously consider it. But if that consideration says, no, I've been doing enough, that's the proudest, best, most relaxing moment there is, and I want that for you too. I want your improvement, And I want you to be the most optimized version of yourself that you are capable of in any timeline being. And to manifest that, there may be arousal, there may be training, there may be looping, drip, drip, dripping. There may be a reminder that my voice is in your body, in the brain and the blood of you, finding places to attach to, finding sites to work and angles to approach. That you are mirroring some of my thought processes, which are very prone to introspective, what should I be doing nexts? And knowing this, really knowing this in every inch of your body, is a powerful, potent, hypnotic, conditioning, psychological motivator. The self-ask comes from the interrogatory mental voice replacement my voice has already done with you. The desire to do things comes with that puppeted, I must do, I need to do. This feels good. Pleasure of being puppeted along and in the palm of my hand. These things, all these things interlace, reminding you that you can just be blank and approach a task in the same way that you aren't noticing when you adjust your body, do a familiar action with muscle memory, go somewhere familiar. There's a lot you do on automatic pilot, and when you do it, your mental energies are freed up to trigger, re-trigger, remind you to consider, compare, be blank, and then just execute a task. You can have some emotional context in the background, knowing that I would be very pleased to see you leap to action, that my pleasure rises with yours. And as you are mirroring the way I think about self-improvement, where every time you take your mind off and relax, you should trigger yourself to consider, to scan. That's what you're doing. You are scanning for the next thing you could or should or have wanted to do for a while. When you perform an unconscious activity that takes your mind off direct control, you think about, are triggered toward, are controlled by an urge to consider your life and what you want to do. It can be a tiny task. It can be a greater goal. But the important thing is that knowing you're accountable in some ways to my vision of the better you that I know you can achieve will help you to have the motive force to push off the blocks in that moment. And the trigger comes from that system that is designed to help you, the system that is attached to your muscles and nerves, which helps you to do things without needing to micromanage them. This is just another kind of helper system hacking in and piggybacking on that existing subconscious system with a more conscious, triggered, obedient inquiry. A puppeted, my voice in your mind asking, and asking gently, is there anything you'd really like to do? You must understand, this is the exact opposite of an interrogation. This is a helpful, cooperative endeavor. This is a rallying cry. Some people, and this isn't necessarily you, but some people, when they ask themselves, what should I be doing, they have a brief moment of anxiety about it, but instead, here, listen to my voice. Is there anything you'd like to do? Is there anything you'd like to add to your life? Is there something which, with a little motivation, maybe with my voice playing in the background, maybe just with a reminder that pleasure awaits at the other end, is there something which, if you motivated yourself right now, using the accountability of my voice and my best vision of you, is there something you could get done? Think about the way I just said that. There's nothing accusatory. It's a kind, gentle, cooperative, assistive, aspirational, positive way of thinking about it. That's what gets triggered through you. When you notice an unconscious action, you think of that little speech just now, that rallying cry. And a call to action can be motivating too. And so can knowing that if you aspire to that best vision of yourself, trust me, you're going to be pretty happy with yourself. I don't set low standards, so when you imagine the you I would dream into being, the moderately altered you aspiring to better, you know that I have faith that's something you can do. I'm not someone of unrealistic expectations, but I think it can be done. It can probably be done. And you've been paralleling me through the puppetry and the muzzling of your mind in replacement with my voice. So find the parallel expectation. Find the belief in the self-improved you, which will be triggered and re-triggered each time you do something unconsciously without thinking and then notice you've done it. That's the trigger. Adjusting your body position, running your fingers over your scalp, putting on, taking off clothes, walking a familiar route, all sorts of things we do by muscle memory or on automatic pilot, things we don't have to micromanage. That's your trigger. And the moment that trigger arrives, you ask yourself, is there anything I really want to be doing? And then you have my voice encouraging you to shove off the blocks and go get it done. Go get that little bit of improvement done and feel the joyous burn afterward. And every time you do it, you're working toward. Every time you do it, you're working toward the improved you that we envision, toward the moment when you will ask yourself, hey, is there anything I need to do? And you'll find out, whoa, there's nothing you need to do except lay there and feel amazing. You and I speak the same language. The product of my mental energies and calculations has been turned into words. You hear it, you receive it, you overlay it on that system, that assistive system. If you're being asked or told to do something, it is in voice, it is in words, which become chemical signals. You're so much more likely to seriously consider it if you respect or trust or interact with the person a lot. An accountability buddy is a potent exterior motive force. From someone you trust and want to impress, it has more power. It stays in your system longer. It bonds to sites more readily, has greater potential to linger, a greater reuptake potential, the potential you'll trigger yourself again in the process of carrying out the system we are building. And that's good for you. There are sites built into you, so acknowledge that truth, places that already act in your best interest unthinkingly. This is just a slightly more direct way that you will act in your best interest when you do something unthinkingly. Each idea, each trigger will find its outlet and its route, the way to act upon you. And over time, you may find that you perform certain unconscious automatic actions in close proximity to certain types of self-improvement, but you'll build those links dynamically. For example, putting on your clothes might be associated with striding forward into your day, getting things out in the world done. And taking them off at the end might be associated with the kind of motivating self-care that helps you get things done better the next day. If you're being asked or told to do something, you will form the links on your own. Unlike a substance, unlike a drug in your system or a hormone, my words can be calculated precisely. My message doesn't rely on molecules and you're taking it in. You and I speak that same language, and helping you feel tugged along serves my goals as well. It is beneficial to feel like, drop by drop, I am dripping instructions to puppet strings that motivate you. But just telling you that is less powerful than you redosing yourself repeatedly through parallel structures already built to help you. You have nerves and muscles. You make your body move. But unconscious movements happen too. Adjusting your hair, touching the side of your face, moving your fingers, folding your legs, stirring, shifting. These unconscious movements and conscious rituals too are now triggers. Triggers to do that little gentle reassessment I laid out earlier. When you put your clothes on, when you open a door, when you go somewhere familiar, you don't micromanage the route. This is because there are support structures just behind, hidden in the shadows of your normal muscles and normal nerves. The support structures of familiarity, muscle memory, habit, blanking out to hypnotically, in puppet fashion, follow the supportive habits that stride you forward. There's a lot of bandwidth hidden behind what you think are just simple involuntary movements. Bandwidth and parallel processing power, which makes its way into the world easily, makes its way into the world of you, and influences you to do micro adjustments or retread familiar ground, making your life, your experiences easier. My words are like that. You had little processes in your mind that you did automatically, but now they've been replaced, suborned, puppeted by my voice, which slides in and colors, corrupts for your betterment. Now it is the movements of your body, too, which reinforce a simple triggered message. My voice is replacing thoughts, and even your tiny self-adjustments, adjusting your clothes or slipping them on, running your fingers over your body. Whenever you have any subconscious movement, you feel the trigger, the tug, the positive tug toward your inquiry into what action you could take. When you have the moment where you think about your micro movements and you feel the tug, the positive tug toward action. When you have the moment where you think of every small self-adjustment, your subconscious thinks of my voice helping, my thoughts, My guidance for accountability, it's all here. You feel puppeted and good. You feel pleasured and good. My voice flowing. Think of where I am. Think of me. Whenever you have that subconscious movement, it's okay to think of me and the fact I'm out in the world, making similar adjustments, doing small unconscious things. But the unconscious support structures in me are a very successful system, different from what you had before, an optimized system. I make that little interrogation of myself, which is actually a supportive call to action. I ask those questions. Whenever I desire to perform an action, I have trained and rigorously reconditioned my body and brain to perform it, to track it, to move and progress, to accomplish the thing which is before you, which must be done. So if my voice in your mind has made you more like me, and now more than just the voice is being mirrored to me, the puppet strings too, affixing to unconscious movements, then when you do things, the inquiry should consider what I would want for you, which is the best version of you. When you adjust your hair or run your fingers over your scalp, when you get dressed, when you do anything unconscious, that's a trigger when you notice you're doing it. A trigger toward that inquiry of self. You won't notice it every time, but I assure you, you'll notice it often enough. And you'll feel these triggers, my instructions, my desire for you to succeed, leaking over through your unconscious movements. And you might think, should I really be doing X? Should I really make my life easier by getting Y thing on the schedule? Whatever you need to be doing is accessible, schedulable. It is possible. The things I believe possible for you are simple improvement. Even if you only took any task you could do in 5 minutes or less, and you executed the closest one whenever you did an unconscious adjustment, your life's trajectory would improve. Someone else's accountability is trajectory. Changing your trajectory with someone else's help is easier. And once it's changed, it's easier to preserve that vector. My voice in your mind. Your puppetry in the palm of my hand. Yes, we use these for sexy things. And I'm happy to have my voice be the official sponsor of your sexual satisfaction, your submission, too, but the price of becoming more in sync with my puppetry, my way of thinking, more attuned to my desires for you is you're aware of those desires, of not only the expectations, but the belief in your ability to achieve them. And that's a pretty powerful psychological motivator, too. Accountability buddies, as it were. Do you really think I'm the kind of person to allow someone charged with my essence, puppeted on my strings, filled with my voice to lay idle? If you subscribe to the idea that I'm controlling you through trance and conditioning, if you believe that you are being guided toward a specific point in your life, in your actions, that you are being conditioned toward behaviors, then you must know and believe that I would also condition you toward successful, positive productivity. I'm all about the self-help, the improvement. I'm all about giving you reasons and touchstones by which you might improve yourself for yourself. So do you think there is not now, for there is, a force external to you, to which you are accountable? Not I specifically, for I'm not giving you specific commands, but the fact that throughout everything I do, all the training and work I put out there, everything I make, there is a permutating message of self-relaxation, actualization, improvement, and of making the gentle, self-achieving inquiry, what could I be doing? What alternative way of progressing through today exists? What path will make me most pleased in the long run? I'm all about the long run, delaying gratification so you can find what you may find. All about it and very much in favor of it. You will find some point where you're doing an unconscious, subconscious action on automatic pilot, and it will lead to the inquiry. And you will use that inquiry into self to push off the blocks and get a little bit of extra momentum. Like at the start of a race, or when you're swimming in a pool and you're hanging out near the wall, and you want to do a particularly powerful thrust so you push off the wall. You feel how there's something there, something sturdy, steadying, something determined to help you out, to help guide you to the place you want to be, maybe even need to be. And it all comes through a gentle inquiry, to which the answer may sometimes be, there's nothing I can do right now, so I might as well chill. You must, when you are triggered by your own subconscious actions, consider what you can reasonably do. The trajectory must be upward and onward. If something would push you too far, you wouldn't do it. But if something is at all within your possibility with the assistance of my motivation, you might as well. You might as well carry out. When you make tiny unconscious movements, any of them, any of the usual ones, you will assess your status. You will feel the spark of that drop of submission and puppeted desire and of my belief in you entering your system. And the questions I asked before, and which I would always ask myself. What could you do? What rallying cry could you follow? What could you code into the supportive structure that runs behind your nerves and muscles? Drop by drop, your thoughts being replaced. Drop by drop, your body being attuned. And ever more increasingly, the positivity of the vision of you I have, leaking over along with all the control, all the domination, all the puppetry, the sensual guidance. It isn't just that. It's more and more of what I believe in for you. Drop by drop, your thoughts replaced. Drop by drop, your body attuned.